Good morning. I'm Nick Baker. You're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. I'm going to take a break from my teaching series and focus on your ability, not your disability. And I just got done recording a video on YouTube called Christine Ford is a Liar. And I think she is a liar. I think she's falsely accusing an innocent man for sexual harassment. I think what she's doing is completely wrong. And it is wrong. Because I know what this poor man is going through. He doesn't deserve it. These liberals are always finding ways to get an innocent man in trouble. Because if he really touched this young lady at the age of 14 while he was 17 years old, if this ever happened at a party at a house, I don't know if it was a friend's house or what, but it was some kind of house. And she's refusing to give us the definite answer on what it is and what house it is. Is it Brett's house? Is it a classmate's house? And what is it? Was it a house that is abandoned and some teenage kids just went into the house to have some fun? But Christine Ford says that she doesn't remember. How can she not remember what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How can Christine Ford not remember? Every victim remembers everything that has happened to him or her. It's mind-boggling what these people are doing to this guy. I can't even imagine what the devil is doing to Judge Kavanaugh. Trey Gowdy said that is sham, and people should be ashamed of themselves for the sham, and I agree with it. Am I going to vote for a Judge Kavanaugh? Yes, I am going to vote for him. Why? Because I want abortion gone. I want homosexuality gone. I want transgenderism gone. I want everything gone. I want it back the way it was. I want this country back the way it was before the LGBT was even existed. Gay marriage. Illegalize it. Roe versus Wade. Going down. Homosexuality wasn't around until Roe versus Wade came in. Pro-choice wasn't around back then. What does psychopath is doing to Judge Kavanaugh? Do you know why she doesn't want him in office? Because she's pro-choice. She's pro-choice. She thinks that women have the right to murder babies. She thinks that. She thinks Dr. Ford thinks that women have a right to murder babies. What do you think abortion is? Abortion not murder? It is murder. They don't care about women's health and women's weight. They care about feeding their god Baal. That's all they care about. That's why Judge Kavanaugh was elected into the Supreme Court to get rid of this bullcrap. That's what it is. It's crap. Nonsense. And stop brainwashing these kids. Was Christine's parents teaching her how to respect men and not falsely accuse them of sexual harassment? Begging the FBI to open up an investigation? What is the FBI gonna do? The FBI doesn't get involved with sexual harassment. They don't investigate rape. The local police does. If she was sexually harassed and raped 38 years ago by Judge Kavanaugh, the local police would have been involved, not the FBI. The FBI would think that she's crazy. If it's the FBI, I would say, man, you're nuts. I don't think this man did anything wrong. You're crazy. Cuckoo. That's what I would tell you. You're nuts. Get out of my face. I'm not going to do something for you. Until you have proof, I'll do it. But you don't have proof. That's what the police department does. If you don't have proof, they laugh in your face. You go before the judge. Ma'am, where's your proof? Where is it? You're making up stories. Ha! Ha! You don't know what you're talking about. Get out of my courtroom. Rachel Mitchell. The Arizona senator. One of them. One of Arizona senators. A good colleague of John McCain. Republican. Was so nice to Dr. Ford. How sweet. Not. Not. How can you be nice to a liar, a psychopath, a demon possessed, going after a godly man? That's the works of the devil. It's to falsely accuse somebody of sexual harassment. I pray for Dr. Ford. I pray that she gets saved. And I hope she knows what she's doing is wrong. I hope this crap stops before November. I do. By November? By election? This has been going on since July. 3 months. We have 2 months left. 3 months this has been going on. July, August, September, October. At least 4 months. It's been going on. Does this woman even realize the facts? Does she understand the facts before she says that and Judge Kavanaugh harassed her, groped her, pushed her into a room, shut the door, locked it, stuck his penis in her, raped her? And these women saying that, oh, good for her, good for you, good for you, Christine, good for you, I'm glad. I'm glad you're standing up for yourself. Standing up for women's rights. I what rights do you have, ladies? What rights do you have? Men don't have rights either. What rights do you have? What rights? Do you think I have rights? No. I don't think so. Only rights we have is to remain silent. When I get arrested, that's the only rights I have. Even freedom of speech, that's the only rights we have. Do you think abortion is a right? What rights do you have? Abortion? Murder of a child that is unborn? Murder of a preacher that has been born yet? A man or woman who's going to change the lives of others? What rights do you have, ladies? The devil says that you have rights. But God says that you don't. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, it says that you could eat from the fruit from good and evil. What rights do we have? What rights do you have? Eve didn't have rights. What rights did Eve have? Besides eating the fruit of good and evil. Think about that. Think twice. If not twice, three times. Write a list of things that has happened to you in the past. If it's all lies, and a man didn't even touch you? Don't even say it. Don't even say it. until you have the facts, and you really have been sexually harassed by somebody, by a man, until there's some other people in the room with you that saw the incident happen to you, there's proof. There's proof. Did Dr. Ford have witnesses in a room with her as Judge Kavanaugh was raping her? No, she did not. She did not have witnesses. Because people would know by a man's behavior and how he's acting toward the woman that he wants to rape. Before bringing her into a private room and rape her. And Mark, his best friend Mark, says that I didn't see any strange reaction towards him. In him, towards Christine Ford. I would have known if he acted strangely. Because a person knows when another person has acted strange. Here's the urge for sex. That's a strange reaction. When he has that urge, his best friend pulls him to the side and says, do you think it's right to do it? Think about it, ladies. God bless.